Well, we wrapped up the third week of trading for August, and we brought in a mixed performance to the grains by the time things were wrapped up. It was a pretty quiet week for trading overall, seeing mostly some losses in the wheat market. They did finish the week a little bit on the mixed order. Minneapolis wheat exchanges finished wildly mixed. As far as corn was concerned, we did see the market try to push and finish with a little bit of gains. And as far as soybeans, they had a decent performance. Now, a lot of the market activity was focused on, the EPA coming out with their waivers for the small refineries. That was announced on Friday. The Pro Farmer Tour came out and did find a little bit less crop out there than what was anticipated by USDA's August crop production report. That helped support the market. But overall, we were just continuing to look for some sort of news to help continue to drive the marketplace. The fact that the markets are just cheap and way under the priced as far as where cost of productions are at, I think added a little bit of support to these markets as well. By the time we wrapped it up, we did see the Minneapolis wheat market in the MIAX finish mixed, while we did see decent gains in the CME Minneapolis wheat market. Over in the Chicago market, we lost about a penny. It was steady to a penny lower, while Kansas City was 7 to 9 cents lower. Both are the wheat markets putting in new lows again for the week. Corn, though, actually had a little bit better performance, finishing up 4 to 6 cents, but soybeans had the best performance, up anywhere from 14 to 16 cents. And then soybean meal by far led the charge. They were up $13 in the September contract. Deferreds weren't as strong. Bean oil also having a good week, finishing up $1.60 to $1.80, and canola gaining back some of its week's losses, finishing somewhere between $5 to $6 higher. Cattle had another tremendous week as that market continues to defy all logic. Live cattle finishing up anywhere from $3 to $7, while feeder cattle were up anywhere from $14 to $15. Lean hogs being dragged along behind, up $1 to $1.30. In the outside markets, crude oil was up $1.65, gold up $39, the dollar down close to 0.2 cents, and Dow Jones up 700 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.